Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to TMJ Pain Relief from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm the Director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm just going to say a little about TMJ and how you can significantly improve the quality of your life by managing your symptoms effectively. Having a painful clicking jaw can interfere with your day-to-day life more than most people realise. It can make simple activities like having a meal or a conversation with a friend a frustrating experience, where you can feel irritated and distracted by the discomfort and noise coming from your jaw, and for some, the pain can become nearly intolerable. There isn't always a straightforward treatment for TMJ, which leaves some people feeling like they have no control over the problem, and so they begin to worry about whether it'll ever be fixed. TMJ, or temporomandibular joint disorder, can be caused by a variety of things. It's certainly associated with excessive stress and muscle tension, but people have also developed it after an extended period of keeping their mouth open during dental work or from teeth grinding at night. Treatments vary from simple stretches to relax the muscles of the face and jaw, to wearing gelb devices to adjust the way your teeth meet and reset your bite, to having invasive surgery on the jaw. Surgery is typically a last resort and is not always successful, so it's important to thoroughly explore your options before deciding to have an operation. There have been a number of cases where TMJ symptoms have spontaneously resolved through hypnotherapy. One of my own clients needed to let go of a troubling memory that was constantly preoccupying her thoughts and causing her great anxiety. She was able, under my direction, to go into a state of very deep relaxation, which allowed her to make a shift and begin to see things from a new perspective. As I watched, I heard her give a deep, relaxing sigh and saw her face soften and her shoulders drop, and her whole body shifted position ever so slightly before my very eyes. We were not even working directly on her TMJ, but she reported some weeks later that she'd been feeling so much more calm and centred, and her TMJ symptoms had vanished since the session. There are other pieces of anecdotal evidence that regular deep relaxation could possibly help you to resolve your TMJ, but the main emphasis of this session is giving you the tools to manage the symptoms you've been experiencing and to calm down your emotional response to them. You see, hypnosis has been used successfully for years in pain management, enabling people to have operations without anaesthetic and to manage severe chronic pain conditions and enjoy a better quality of life. This session will teach you how to tap into your innate abilities to detach and tune out discomfort. It's not that the symptoms will necessarily completely disappear, but you'll be learning to let them recede into the background and not notice them so much. And part of doing that is to calm down your emotional response to the symptoms. Sometimes I ask people experiencing continual discomfort to scale the pain on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the worst pain they've ever experienced and 1 being complete comfort. This helps them to notice that sometimes their condition is relatively better than at other times. Then I ask them to scale their emotional response to the symptoms on a scale of 1 to 10. With 10 being a peak of frustration or a feeling of injustice, and 1 being a state of calm, zen-like acceptance of what is. And quite often, their emotional response is higher than their experience of the pain. Researchers have found that long-term stress and heightened emotion can actually reduce people's tolerance to pain. The heightened emotion about the pain actually makes the sensation worse. So by learning to calm down your emotional response to the TMJ, you'll simultaneously reduce your perception of the discomfort itself. Now, as a beginning in your learning, to relax even more deeply than you've been able to already, I'd like you to close your eyes. If you haven't already, with your inner eye, you could even imagine for a second what you'd look like from the outside, closing those eyes, once more, relaxing and settling down deeper, breathing comfortably, wondering about how your experience of listening to these words, of the position of that body, the temperature of the air against those fingertips, or all what's going on out there. But further inside, now, there are internal sensations within to resting qualities 2 times as deep as you relax when there are no obligations, nothing you have to do, a time of real relief, a time and a place where you can let it all go and be free. And the internal signals within that body let you know that you're feeling so wonderfully comfortable and relaxed. And how do you do relaxation when you're midway through a wonderful holiday, when you've left everyday life behind, and you can just unwind? That's it. And really appreciate being where you are. The sky, or the scenery, or the atmosphere, the inner smile, that wonderful sigh of relief. And this is your time to rest. Where does that feeling begin in that body? Is it in the head or shoulders? Is it in the chest or stomach? Where do you first feel comfort growing, signaling to you that all is well? And how does that comfort grow and spread? And I'll let you in on a secret here, that if you allow that physical body to become very, very still and breathe comfortably slow, deep breath, if you really allow it to happen, and take your mind into one of those wonderful times in life when you're free to properly unwind. If you remember the sights and sounds of that place, the aromas in the air, the banquet of delights that your senses can nourish themselves on, then the more you become absorbed in this experience, the more you will naturally recreate those sensations in your body, and the more you'll be training yourself to become skilled at being able to deeply relax, to feel deep comfort, and to feel good in the most profound of ways, to feel good from the inside out and the outside in. That's it. And which part of that body already feels the best right now? As you remember a time and a place of real rest and comfort, and this good feeling can spread like a light of comfort that can glow deep inside and bathe your cells, so that even the air around that body seems to relax deeply. And I'd like you to pay special attention to how this light of comfort glows and flows just where it's needed, how it almost magically illuminates and penetrates any point where tension was, how the shoulders drop a little more, how it soothes and softens the muscles of that neck and jaw. And you can really watch it now, soaking deep into the joints and muscles of the face and neck, deep into the jaw and the muscles connected to the jaw, into the sides of the neck, into the temples, and noticing how any old tension can just dissolve even more, and even more now, allowing, welcoming, giving permission for that body to be as it is. To be as brilliant as it is. With its amazing immune system, its ability to heal itself, to digest huge varieties of food, to constantly replenish cells and keep you alive and healthy, and to allow it to run into obstacles now and then, things that cause it a bit of trouble. Excess tensions it picks up here and there, and how it really needs time like this to remember that it can really let go and reset to that deep flexibility and vitality that is your birthright. That's it. And when you live near a main road or an airport, the noise is terribly distracting. It can make it hard to concentrate, and it can be very irritating. But it's a universal and fascinating human experience that the brain instinctively begins to tune out irrelevant noise. So that after some weeks, maybe a couple of months, the noise of the cars or the planes recedes into the background. And you might not believe it will ever happen until a guest comes round and notices a plane passing overhead that you just hadn't heard. And I remember working with a man who'd forgotten how to tap into this ability when it came to the noise his neighbour made upstairs. And that neighbour wasn't all that noisy. It was just that he found himself waiting for the next sound, looking at the ceiling, irritated at every footstep. And I had to help that man to calm down that response so that each footstep above him, each sound of the washing up or the radio, became a signal for him to relax even deeper. To let that part of his life shrink back into proportion. Because it's so important to be able to free up your attention, to focus on what's important in your life. and just as you can forget to remember what you were thinking about at 5 p.m. 3 days ago, or that afternoon 2 weeks ago, just as you can forget the ticking of a clock, or the sensation of your feet in your shoes, so you can learn now to make a shift so that old emotionality, that old heightened arousal that you used to feel about that TMJ, perhaps when you noticed a symptom, really begins to calm down. As if you can feel just a little of the old surge of emotion and discomfort, perhaps while talking to someone or chewing something, and seeing those two scales of discomfort and emotion in your mind's eye going up a bit. And then what would it be like right then, now, to drift out of yourself? Watch yourself take a deep breath and let that emotion scale right back down to a lower and lower number, noticing how at the same time, all by itself, that discomfort recedes into the background. Just a sensation you wouldn't choose to have, which is simply a part of reality at this time, that battling cannot help. Whereas, the more you relax with what is, that's it, the more smoothly you can deal with it. And you can just practice that process now. Once again, noticing what it would be like to have a little of a TMJ symptom at some point in the next few days. Seeing what you'll see, hearing what you'll hear, getting a little bit of that same old emotion coming back, and then just drift out of yourself and watch yourself relax and calm down that emotional scale to a lower and lower number as the symptom recedes into the background. That's it. And the muscles of that face soften, and the shoulders loosen, and you can just drift back inside that you, and notice the shift, as you deal so much more calmly with reality as it is. just as that man learned that living in apartments typically involves some background noise. Yet he had the innate ability to tune out what's irrelevant and use that freed up attention to focus on what's fulfilling and enjoyable. And you can listen to this session often and integrate these changes more and more deeply each time you do. And as you prepare to return now and bring all this wonderful comfort with you, you can just notice the position of your body and the sensation of whatever you're resting on. And as you reorientate to the here and now, and feel very good as you do so, you can just come all the way back now, in your own time, and as you open up your eyes, you might enjoy a nice stretch, and welcome back. Excellent. Now, the more you relax to this download, the more you'll notice yourself instinctively calming down around the discomfort of those TMJ symptoms and getting practice tuning them out where appropriate so you can focus on enjoying your life much more. We recommend listening every day for a week at first, and after that just as often as you like. There are other associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Stop Teeth Grinding and the Body Scan Relaxation Technique. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.